Artwork Newspaper, Issue 216, Spring 2021. Title, In the Country, with Stephen Barclay. Caption, Nick Jones finds a well-known name busy on a remote farm in Northumberland. Picture, Stephen Barclay, Bomber 1 Gouache on paper 64x74cm. Artist's Collection. I'm on a remote Northumberland farm, talking to one of the least known of the country's best known artists. A man with work in prestigious international collections, including the Metropolitan Museum of Art, the Australian National Gallery, the Fleming Collection, and Newcastle's Varing. He's shown in a string of high-profile exhibitions, but not for over a decade. It's assumed that creative people just keep on going, but why should they? Writer's block, musician's fingers, call it what you will, it's quite common to take time out, and can be essential to the creative process, but it takes integrity and courage to jump off the ladder. So much easier to carry on, especially if the market likes your work. Stephen Barclay, working flat out on some 30 paintings, still has a lot to say. There's plenty to unearth from the seam he's mining. Conflict, in nature, in humanity, and in humanity's nature. Picture, Stephen Barclay, trailer gouache on paper 54cm x80cm. Artist's Collection. We may come into the world trailing clouds of glory, but we also carry much from our forebears' past, conscious or unconscious. For Stephen, that past is the legacy of World War II, both in memory and in the landscape. In some ways he's picking up where artists like Paul Nash left off, distilling his experience of war. The results are powerful and disturbing. Powerful because Stephen focuses on a single image, giving the viewer little choice but to confront it, face on, or walk away. In Bomber 1 *2003, the aircraft, flying low, bombs away, emerges through a red brick wall. It's a disturbing, surreal, nightmare intrusion into what should be the safety of the armchair, right center foreground, upholstered in lurid purple. Has someone just got up, or were they about to sit down? Mired in the past, unable to move on. I don't think so. Stephen, a countryman through and through, spends a lot of time in and on the land, running, walking, seeing, feeling. But although painting the beauty and vitality of the land, and, recently, the birds that inhabit the skies above it, as in Hayfield *2021, he is a realist. Picture, Stephen Barclay, Hayfield gouache on paper 63x73cm. Artist's Collection. Nash, by contrast, a romantic rejoicing in the beauty, spirit and mystery of the English landscape, was concerned that post-war Britain would lose all that. For Stephen, humanity's tendency to treat nature, land, and planet as the enemy is unsurprising. He sees themes of conflict and loss, life, and death, flowering and decomposition, as intrinsic, a cyclical process. Only we are not so good at self-regulation, bringing war, pestilence, and climate change upon ourselves. In trailer *2021, the lowering clouds, cold winds of change, full of life and energy, erode and dissolve both abandoned man-made trailer and deceased hair. The crow, symbol of transformation and change, looks on center stage, aloof but with a gentle demeanor, beak turned up, optimistic. Stephen studied at Glasgow School of Art in the early 1980s with a group of contemporaries including Peter Howson, Ken Curry, Adrian Wisniewski and Stephen Campbell, who came to be known as the New Glasgow Boys. Together they helped revive figurative art in Scotland when abstraction, pop and conceptual arts dominated. Their forebears, the old Glasgow Boys, back in the 1880s, depicted real working life, warts and all, first in Glasgow, then in rural France and Berwickshire. Arthur Melville was a major influence, famous for his down-to-earth The Cabbage Garden, from 1877, in the Scottish National Gallery. Nothing sentimental or romantic about this, just full-on cabbages and the gardener resting on his hoe, chatting to his daughter. The New Glasgow Boys narrowed their focus further, to look even more deeply into the nature of reality, and hint at the symbolic, mysterious, sometimes sinister power that is naturalism. Like Stephen's son worship to *2003, Private Collection, full frontal cabbage leaves, up close and personal. Luckily they're leaning away, towards the setting sun, otherwise they would be as threatening and overwhelming as triffids. Likewise his rampant, jungle-like sunflowers apostrophe asterisk asterisk, 2003, private collection, make me uncomfortable, as does fungus and umbellifer asterisk asterisk, 1989, Lowing Art Gallery, Newcastle upon Tyne. It's very reminiscent of Paul Nash's Landscape of the Red Fungus, except that, whereas Nash leads eye and imagination away towards a stone circle and an avenue of poplars, Stephen keeps your attention in the foreground. I can feel those flies tickling that phallus impudicus, acastinkhorn, not in a good way either. Those threatening umbellifera waving about in the foreground are saying come on in, and we'll ensnare you. Actually, there is no escape, not even for the birds. We are not just in nature, we are of nature, and that means we are as vulnerable, transient and insignificant as everyone and everything else, or not, depending on your point of view. Paintings marked asterisk are in the artist's collection. Those marked asterisk asterisk and other works can be seen at www.barclayart.com. Check with Foldyard Gallery, Barrick upon Tweed regarding new work, www.foldyard.co.uk.